And away we go with the national news for week commencing March 24, 2024. And this week, David VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club, host of the 2024 WIA AGM. Chris VK3FY with this week's WIA board comment for VK1WIA National News. And recycle your batteries. Don't throw them out the window, particularly if they weigh in at some 2.6 metric tonnes and end up in the ocean. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm editor VK4BB, Graham.
We give you the news we like and nothing else. We are VK1WIA.
Hi, this is Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, with this week's WIA board comment, topic 1, insurance. Insurance renewal offers will be going out to clubs soon. A reminder that all affiliated clubs need to maintain a level of WIA members in order to qualify for this facility. Topic 2, WIA AGM. The AGM in Bundaberg, Queensland on 4 and 5th May 2024 is quickly approaching. There is plenty of accommodation available in hotels, motels and caravan parks. So make the effort to attend the Bundaberg Convention and Expo and the WIA AGM. Topic 3, WIA Merit Awards. Please note that the WIA Merit Awards need to be in writing and submitted before the 31st of March closing date for nominations. If you think an amateur deserves a merit award, then you can nominate them using the nomination form available on the WIA website. Topic 4, WIA Callbook. Do you want a callbook to be published by the WIA? Please email your thoughts to secretary@wia.org.au. Topic 5, contest definition. The WIA Contest Committee has drafted a set of definitions for recognised contests. These will be published shortly and feedback will be sought from the amateur radio community. This has been Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Wireless Institute of Australia, for this week's VK1WIA Weekly News.
G'day Australia. This is David, VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club. It's now T-minus 6 weeks and counting for the National WIA Convention and AGM happening here in Bundaberg on May the 4th and 5th. Apart from the WIA AGM, we're hosting a great hamfest and commercial expo over the weekend with ICOM Australia, Elite Communications, JCAR and many other vendors attending with show specials up for grabs. There'll also be lots of guest speakers talking about a huge range of subjects over the 2 days and lots of giveaways and door prizes at the event. Our club members are excited to be hosting the WIA event this year and look forward to welcoming you to our region in early May. Our members will be monitoring the local town repeater on 147.800 with a negative 600 kilohertz offset. There is no tone required, so remember to bring your handheld radio with you. If you have any questions or to reserve your table for the hamfest, make contact with our club. 73 from David, VK4DN, Secretary, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club. Cheers, guys.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello. Leading this week's international news out of Tunisia, the 20th IARU HST World Championship will take place in October from Nabuel City, Tunisia. HST, or high-speed telegraphy, challenges amateur radio operators to accurately receive and copy, and in some competitions to send, Morse code transmissions sent at very high speeds. The host of the 20th IARU HST World Championship will be ARAT. They are the Association de Radio Amateurs Tunisians. Detailed information will be available in due time from the host. Somewhere out to sea in the Atlantic, discarded space junk from ISS splashes down. Tossed from the International Space Station in 2021, 9 batteries weighing a total of 2.6 metric tons re-entered Earth's atmosphere on Friday, the 8th of March 2024 in freefall, crashing into the Atlantic Ocean between Guatemala and Florida. In the days and weeks prior, the impending arrival of the so-called space junk set off alarms in various parts of Europe, with predictions being made of the damage the debris might do if any of it arrived in populated areas there. The European Space Agency's Space Debris and Independent Safety Offices provided updates to its member states throughout the day. In Bonn, Germany, the Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Relief National Warning Centre alerted the public to the possibility of hearing a sonic boom or seeing luminous phenomena overhead. At the time of the battery pack's release, it was considered the largest object to be tossed out the window of the ISS. To news from New Zealand, the NZ government has, for some time, been planning to use part or all of the 3.3 GHz band for cellular use, and their national body, NZART, has been working with the regulator RSM to see what they could do to retain access to the band. As a result of the NZART submissions, RSM has agreed to allow continued amateur use in the 3300 to 3410 MHz range for the time being, but they have decided that they will no longer allow individual amateur beacons, repeaters, and fixed links to be licensed in the band, with an exception, this being for the existing beacon operated by the Wellington VHF Group. NZART note, while overall this is good news, we must stress that there is concern in RSM that we could cause interference to the primary users of this spectrum and that sharing may not be feasible. YASME Foundation presents supporting grants and awards. The YASME Foundation has announced the latest round of grants and awards. Newsline's Kevin Trotman, November 5 Papa Romeo Echo, brings us up to date on the deserving recipients.
Two ham operators have been named recipients of the YASME Foundation's Excellence Award, which honors groups or individuals for their significant contributions at the technical, operating, or organizational level. The latest awards are being given to Philip Gladstone, N1DQ, and Paul Schreier, HB9DST. Philip maintains the PSKReporter.info website, also known as the Digimode Automatic Propagation Reporter, which he created. His work has contributed much to ionospheric research through citizen science. The Gladstone Signal Spotting Challenge bears his name. Paul Schreier is a steadfast promoter of Summits on the Air and CW operations. He is a board member of the Helvetia Telegraphy Club for CW enthusiasts in Switzerland and an organizer of various amateur radio events. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
To Germany, the German regulator has announced that the callsign designation for the new entry-level N-Class license that takes effect on the 21st of June will be Delta November 9, which adds a numeral to the previously announced Delta November prefix. The first examinations of the N-Class license will take place on the weekend of June 28th at Ham Radio Friedrichshafen. The license conforms to SEPT specifications for an entry-level license. And wrapping up international news from the United Kingdom, join a friend and receive cash back. Here's a great initiative from the RSGB and an opportunity to get even more out of the RSGB membership. If you recommend a friend who hasn't been an RSGB member for the last 12 months, you'll both receive £10 cash back when they become a member paying by direct debit. And in a note on the RSGB webpage, it goes on to say whether you're an individual RSGB member or an affiliated club, you can sign up as many friends as you like. More the merrier. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas-wise, 2022. Yep, 2022. I didn't make an error. Hey, Joy. The WIA Qantas Champion Peter Brown Trophy is awarded annually for the best combined effort in WIA-sponsored contests. It recognises those who have participated in multiple WIA contests and submitted logs throughout the year. There were a total of 327 contestants during 2022. It was decided to finalise the 2022 Contest Champion in the absence of the outstanding VHF-UHF Field Day winter and spring results. So the winner of the VK4PJ Pitted Brown Trophy for 2022 is Laurie Mew. VK5LJ with a score of 440 points. Laurie entered 7 of the 9 contests and won first place in the Remembrance Day contest, second place in the Oceania Phone and VK Shires contest, and third in the Harry Angel and Trans-Tasman contests. Laurie has now won the Pitted Brown Trophy 5 years running. Second place went to Diane Main with 408 points. Third, Alan Shannon, VK4SN, 360 points. Fourth place was Catherine Hammond, VK7GH, with a score of 300 points. Equal fifth was RC McKnight, VK2MT, and A Bird, VK3TZ, both with scores of 268 points each. Now contest-wise, 2024. IAAUH World Championship the second full weekend of July, that is 13-14. Trans-Tasman Leadbeam Contest, July 21st. This contest is another official WA contest and will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. Yoda Contest 2024. The next two sessions of this year's Yoda Contest will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 21 July and 29 December. On the five classic bands CW and SSB. Not so much a contest, but you could claim a certificate. Radio Amateurs of Canada is once again holding a Get on the Air on World Amateur Radio Day special event, in which encourages as many amateurs as possible to get on the air and contact as many RAC stations as possible. RAC official stations will operate across Canada from 0000 hours Zulu to 23.59 hours Zulu, on April 18. The RAC official stations call signs, and there are some 14, and all end with the suffix RAC. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. ALARA Contest. Starts Saturday 25th of August at 0600 hours UTC, ends Sunday 26th August at 0559 hours UTC. Yoda Contest. Youth on the Air Test, 3 of 3 will be from 10 hours UTC to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 classic bands CW and SSB. Now let's slide open the DX window. St. Helena Island. ZD7GG is QRB with a straight key on CW until the end of March. Reunion Island. QRB from April 7 to 18 will be TO7PX. SSB and FT8 on 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, 10 and 6 metres. QSL TO7PX is via IK2DUW. Amateur radio operators from surrounding areas will assemble at Halifax, North Carolina on April 11 to 13 to activate Special Event Station N4C. This activity is to commemorate the signing of the Halifax Resolves, which occurred on April 12, 1776. The Halifax Resolves was the first written instrument in existence, leading to US independence from England. It was approved unanimously at the 4th Provincial Congress, gathered at Halifax, North Carolina. It authorized the delegates being sent to the Continental Congress to vote for and encourage other colonies' delegates to support independence from England. This led to the US's Declaration of Independence being adopted and signed on July 4, 1776. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham. Now, Repeater and Beacon News, we are joined by VK5OG and VK4 Baker Baker.
The RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee has released a new HF beacon list with the 10-meter band listings completely revamped. The old list, which was started by Martin G3USF Silent Key, has been added to over the years, but was getting out of date. The only way to make it more accurate was to start all over again. The Propagation Study Committee made use of the reverse beacon network, which wasn't available when the list was originally created, plus listeners' contributions from around the world. From around the world to VK5 and Nathan.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5WX. would like to make an announcement regarding the 2-metre C4FM repeater at Crafers here in South Australia on 147.2625 with a negative 1.6 offset. We now have a live YSX and YSF connection, the same room number, 89821, and we also have a DMR bridge on talk group 5055 through free DMR on the Australia 3 network. If you'd like to jump on the repeater and have a chat, you're more than welcome to. And once again, you can come through YSX, YSF, or free DMR on talk group 5055. Hope to catch you on the air soon. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5WX.
Thanks, Nathan. Now, Media Watch, all aboard. Series 15, Episode 4 of Michael Portillo's TV show Great British Railroad Journeys, Havant to Guildford, features Surrey Satellite Technology Limited and Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, Golf 3 Yankee Juliet Oscar. To see the segment, fast forward 20 minutes 30 seconds into the show. Great British Railway Journeys.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest groups, it's astronomy and wireless weather. Amateur radio is ready to support solar eclipse operation. The upcoming Monday the 8th of April 2024 solar eclipse has many excited about the opportunity to witness the darkness of totality. Spectators from across the United States are travelling to the path of total darkness that will stretch from South Texas to northeast Maine. The eclipse is expected to directly affect parts of 14 US states as it moves across the country. Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, or HAMSCI, is leading the Solar Eclipse QSO party, which will also allow amateurs to participate in propagation research by working during the eclipse and submitting their logs. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW, ZL3NB Memorial Sprints. The ZL Sprints have been renamed the ZL3NB Memorial Sprints for April in honour of Silent Key Bill Carney, ZL3NB, who was a regular participant in the sprints. Held Tuesday nights at 0800 Zulu, get prepared for 5 rounds of fun and frivolities, and some contesting. The format, 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB on 80 metres, with an exchange of RST, always 599 or 5NN in CW, and your outside temperature. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Digital. This could be the cat's whisker. CATS is a new communication and telemetry standard intended to surpass the current APRS standard by leveraging modern, super-cheap frequency shift keying transceivers rather than standard FM units. The project is in its early stages, but there is a full open-source software stack and reference hardware for both Raspberry Pi-based gateway devices and an STM32-based mobile device. From a radio perspective, CATS uses raw FSK rather than the inefficient AFSK used by APRS. A real killer for channel utilization is the PTT time. This is the dead time around a packet APRS requires for keying up and keying down. The CATS standard is aggressive with PTT timing, enabling the channel to get going on sending the data sooner. Sounds perfect? Additionally, compared to APRS, the packet baud rate increases from 1200 to 9600 baud. One of the neat concepts of APRS is APRS IS, APRS Internet Service, enabling amateur radio to be connected over the internet, vastly improving range. The CAT's equivalent is called FelineNet. And if you're not spotting all the CAT references by now, go and get another cup of coffee. Or a warm saucer of milk, if you prefer, while I continue with Special Interest Group news. Hi, hi. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier, SON 8-2 images received. Sonate 2 was built by students and faculty in the Aerospace Information Technology program at Würzburg University in Germany and was launched on March the 4th as part of the SpaceX Transporter 10 mission from California. Using Doppler measurements, Nico Janssen, PA0DLO, has identified Sonate 2 as Object 59112. The telemetry downlink frequency is 437.0254 MHz, just slightly above the published target frequency of 437.025 MHz. Telemetry is in the 9K6 G3RUH GMSK AX.25 using a protocol that may be downloaded from the tiny URL link in this week's text and video versions of WIA National News. The SSTV downlink is at 145.880 MHz FM using the Martin M1 protocol. AO73 back in eclipse mode. AMSAT reports that Funcube AO73 is once again operating in eclipse mode after spending several weeks in safe mode. The satellite was placed in safe mode in late February to give its batteries a rest. China's Human Spaceflight Agency, CMSA, is progressing towards its goal of landing astronauts on the moon before 2030. The spacecraft developed for this purpose has been named Mengzhou, translating to Dream Vessel for Lunar Missions, and Lanyu, meaning Embracing the Moon for Orbital Travel. Dream Vessel has a variant for low Earth orbit carrying 7 astronauts, and a moon version transporting 3 astronauts into lunar orbit. The moon landing plan involves 2 rockets launching Mengzhou and Lanyu, rendezvousing in lunar orbit, with astronauts descending to the lunar surface. A 440-pound crew rover will accompany the lunar lander. Weighing just 1.3 kilograms, a small satellite known as Ectobius was launched on the 4th of March in California aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 to conduct radar detection of the Earth and also provide amateur radio access. The creators, Care Weather and Brigham Young University Spacecraft Club, are calling this the smallest satellite radar system ever in orbit. The university club will be coordinating the sharing of amateur radio activity. Hams will be able to use the CubeSat as a mailbox, digipeater, and telemetering station if they wish to study CubeSat thermals. Worldwide special interest groups IOTA, Kiritimati Island, IOTA OC024, T32EU. T32EU is on air now until March 27 with 3 stations on 160 through to 2 metres using CW, SSB, RTTY and FT8. The T32EU QSL route is via DL2AWG. 745 call signs from around the world are now listed on the newly released honour roll of the Islands on the Air Awards program, now in its 60th year. The annual list is published to recognise top chasers whose verified scores meet or exceed 50% of the total of numbered IOTA groups. Those totals do not include provisional numbers. The top radio operator listed in the honour roll for 2024 is 9A2AA in Croatia, with a score of 1,133. There's an estimated 1,200 designated IOTA Ocean Island groups within the awards program. Worldwide special interest groups, law enforcement. Picture some 20,000 feet chasing down a criminal? Well, a very special foot race for law enforcement officers globally is taking place this weekend in the USA. The Baker to Vegas race, March 23 and 24, features 120 miles of pavement, 20 stages, and more than 10,000 runners. Family members and other guests are invited to support the runners. The race is a unique law enforcement foot race starting in Baker, California, and ending in Las Vegas. Law enforcement officers from around the globe compete in B2V every spring for the chance to win the coveted cup trophy. Special event station N6A is on the air, starting operation on the 21st, running, pardon the pun, till March 24 from 1600 Zulu to 0000 Zulu on 7.225 and 14.225 MHz. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, with Alec, VK2MV.
Now, here's a good read, or is this a good listen? Hello from the YOTA desk. I'm Alec VK2MV, and although not just aimed at youngsters, this is such a good idea many a VK club should listen and note. We take a visit to the library, in this case, a library in Mississippi, where the community is able to check out books, CDs, and movies, but this time they were checking out amateur radio as well. The hams who belong to the Jackson Amateur Radio Club thought of how to attract new members. They thought what better place to share their knowledge at than the local library itself. Members shared their personal narratives that included CW ops, builders, satellite chasers, and experimenters. There were no cloak and dragon mystery stories here. This session, the first in a series, was designed to demystify what amateur radio is all about. The quarterly program is called Get Smart for Saturday morning amateur radio time. The club is also hoping to help at least one library staffer at each branch to get a license and perhaps set up a ham station in the library as well. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney.
Thanks, Alec. On to Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. ARDC grant bolsters new emergency response network. A recent grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications is helping a club effort led by an Indiana father and son to develop an emergency response network of clubs that focuses on flexibility. Newsline's Paul Braun, WD9GCO, who is also president of one of those clubs, explains.
Chris Latimer, N9MMR, and his 13-year-old son Tavis, KD9NSC, have been building a new club tied to the fire department in their town and building an emergency communications network tied to another established regional club that meets at a first responder training facility.
Essentially, we'll have two locations, each outfitted with radios for HF, VHF, UHF capabilities. Each location can be turned into an emergency operations center. And then we have all the people through both of the clubs and facilities that are trained to use those radios. The Northwest Indiana Amateur Radio Partnership is a conjunction of the Ogden Dunes Amateur Radio Club and the Porter County Amateur Radio Club coming together to support emergency communication, facilitate public safety communications, and promote the advancement of education and wireless technology through amateur radio.
Paul, WD9GCO from Amateur Radio Newsline and the Porter Country Amateur Radio Club there. And that's the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'll have more next week. Till then, stay safe. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au
2024, it's a date. VK4, Redcliffe and Districts Redfest, April 6. WIA AGM, May 4, 5 in Bundaberg. Also in Bundaberg, Parkfest 4 and 5. And Parkfest, May 4 and 5, is also happening at Dorigo. And VK3, May 11, Moorabbin and Districts Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest, to be held at the Kingston City Hall.
The Moorabbin and District Amateur Radio Club is pleased to announce the 2024 Hamfest will be held on Saturday the 11th of May with doors opening at 10 a.m. This year's event will be held at the Kingston City Hall, located at the corner of Nepean Highway and South Road, Moorabbin. The Moorabbin Radio Club's annual Hamfest is proud to be Victoria's biggest, with displays and sales of new and pre-loved equipment. The event, supported by commercial traders with specials on offer, as well as many second-hand traders, and this is an event not to be missed by anyone interested in radio communications and electronics. As well as many bargains available on the day, there will be major and minor door prizes. Light refreshments will be available. Trader bookings online at www.mdrc.org.au/hamfest. General inquiries can be made by emailing Graham Lewis at vk3gl@wia.org.au or by phoning mobile 0418 171 601. 73, Graham, VK3GL.
Ah, yes. Proudly Victoria's biggest hamfest, a must-see, must-come event. So get there. And make sure you get here. Same time next week on VK1WIA for the WIA National News Service. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service.
This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.